Blog Talk Radio.
Clemente Punk for August 27th, 2012. San Clemente Punk is proudly part of the Fighting Words Radio Network here on blogtalkradio.com. Fighting Words Radio Network is a five-day-a-week network here on Blog Talk Radio with San Clemente Punk on Monday. Tuesday is Big Dog Radio with Big Dog Benny Henderson. Wednesday is Sports Tonight with Tommy G. Thursday is McG's Backroom with Dave McGurgan, which is just a mix of all different kinds of music. Great show, though. Very eclectic and very good. Friday currently is open, although we fill it every so often with we get a wild hair up our ass as we jump on and do a show. Saturday is the flagship of Fighting Words Radio Network with Fighting Words, with Ty and Zito, they and Butch, and they talk all about boxing. Tonight we're going to start off with a band that is leaving shortly for Europe to do a tour with Subwaste. Is an Albuquerque, New Mexico-based melodic hardcore band. Those guys played a couple different shows at Punk Rock Bowling. They're on the Warbird Entertainment record label. And Tim, who's the drummer, who was the drummer for the Lillingtons, is a great guy and a good friend. So we're going to start off tonight with Stabbed in Back with Under the Black Flag. Okay. We are going. That was Stabbed in Back with Under the Black Flag. Like I said, those guys are about to embark on a tour of Europe with Subwaste, another band on the Warbird Entertainment record label. And we wish them all the luck in the world. They're a great band. We're going to move on now to a band, State of Alert. This is State of Alert with a very short one, I Hate Kids. Okay, that was I Hate Kids by State of Alert. Static Thought broke up recently. Johan actually has gone on to play in Diego's Umbrella, play bass for them. They're like a gypsy rock band. They're actually a really good band. I've seen them a couple times. but Static Thought, before they broke up, actually handed me a CD, which was going to be their newest album. After the one they just released, but this it's turned out that they're right now they're just B-sides of unreleased material. This is track two on that, though. This is a good song, and for lack of a name, it's track two.
destruction is a form of creation, so the fact that they burn the money is ironic. They just want to see what happens when they tear the world apart. They want to change things.
Okay, that was Static Thought. excuse me. Static Thought, like I said, they broke up, which is really a shame because they're a really good band. They came through Salt Lake several times. I became good friends with those guys. They're good guys. We're going to move on now to the Ruts. The Ruts are kind of a reggae-influenced British kind of punk rock band. They were around from 77 to 80, and then they came back to do kind of a one-off show in 2007. But even though they were around for a short time, they were very influential to a lot of people. They had a top 10 hit with Babylon Burning in 79 and then In a Rut, which was less so. But Staring at the Root Boys was actually off of their third album. And it gave them, it gave them a lot of, a lot of steam. It actually was their fifth single. It was the fifth single they released. It was in 1980. But this is, and it's been covered actually by Gallows, did a great cover of it. Dag Nasty did a great cover of it. Orchestra of Wolves actually did a cover of it. So this is The Ruts with Staring at the Root Boys. Okay, that was The Ruts with the original version of Staring at the Root Boys. I thought I had Gallows on here, but I guess I deleted it. You know, their version. I know I don't have Dag Nasty's version on here, but that's a good version. I probably should have done that. Maybe I'll be able to do that during one of the long song things we do. But now we're going to move on to a band that, well, Tommy Guns, who's the lead singer for Guns on the Run, was on Hell's Kitchen a couple seasons ago. Made it to fourth place, so good for him. But they, Guns on the Run really haven't done much lately, and it's a shame because I thought they were a very good oi band out of Philadelphia. This is Guns on the Run with a song that's anthemic for thanking, you know, the people in our lives, the military, firemen, you know, and I fucking hate cops, but, you know, my brother was a cop. I used to like cops, but then my brother was murdered in June of last year, June 18th last year, and the cops fucked up the investigation. So Sarasota County Sheriff's Department, fuck you. Charlie Wells, fuck you. So anyway, this is Guns on the Run with For the Fallen.
Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war has actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty, or give me death.
Thank you.
Okay, it was Guns on the Run with For the Fallen, and that was dedicated to my brother, Robert Anthony Carroll, who was murdered June 18th of last year. Bob was the founder of the Fight Mord Radio Network, and we all miss him dearly. The show is also dedicated to my parents, celebrate their 47th wedding anniversary tomorrow. So congratulations to them. Mom, Dad, I love you both. We're going to move on now to a band that was actually requested, Star Spangled Banner, or Star Spangled Bastards. Unfortunately, when I downloaded the songs, it just came out as track numbers. So this is track number 9 off the Star Spangled Bastards album. They were out of Bellingham, Washington. This is the Star Spangled Bastards. Sorry, I forgot to go back live, guys. That was Star Spangled Bastards with, that was their 9th track off their album, and I'm sorry, guys, I don't have the album list on. I just have the track numbers when it was sent to me. But they were out of Bellingham, Washington, and they broke up, but you can still find them on their website and on Facebook and on Reverb Nation. In 1985, when Brian Baker left Minor Threat, he took Colin Sears, Roger Marbury, who were both in Bloody Mannequin Orchestra, and Sean Brown, who was as a vocalist for Dag Nasty. Sean was the first vocalist who they recorded stuff, but it was unreleased. Although, Can I Say featured Dave Smalley, who was now in Down by Law. Dave Smalley had been in DYS prior to that. He went on to Dag Nasty, went back to school, then went to All, and then went back to school, and then went to Down by Law. So this is Dag Nasty with, I believe this is Dave, yeah, this is Dave Smalley with Justification.
We have done it!
Okay, that was that nasty. The real McKenzies, you know, as I had said before, really blew a lot of people away at Punk Rock Bowling. They're out of Vancouver, Canada. They're a Celt punk band, although they're from Scotland, although the Celts, you know, originated in Scotland, and they're part of the Germanian tribes. Anyway, this is the Real McKenzies with To the Battle. Shortly, hopefully during the show, we'll have more information on it. But the Stiffs, when I was a kid, I remember seeing these guys play in basements and garages and such. Very good. Dave McGuigan, who's the founder of McGee's Backroom, you know, and probably the best DJ we have on the network, because he's full of useless information like the rest of us. But Dave was the drummer for the Stiffs, and they reformed, and they're playing again. We played one of their new songs last week, but I'm going to go back to one of their old songs that I remember hearing them. And these guys, members of Your Worst Nightmare and a couple different bands, but this is the Stiffs with Fear No Evil. No, the Grave Digger song.
Well, you know, I'm a copycat. I ain't no pretty man, but I really think what I do. Cause what I do is big. My stick, my shoe, my shoe. People say I'm coming through. If you think you're in the time, I got just a point for you. I wanna live my life with my new nine. People say I'm coming. I'm from a trouble home in. If you're looking at this, I'll never quit it. As long as
thank you.
Okay, that was Narwhals with Community Stability Identity. A band that, here it is, a band that broke up, but you can still download their album for free. I'm trying to remember, I had it written down, now I can't find it. Black Shores and Western Sails broke up, but you can still, or Black Sails, Western Shores, you can still find them on Death False Hope Records, and you can get a free download of their Halfway Home album. I suggest you guys go down there and get it, or log on and get it, Death to False Hope Records. If you Google search Black Sails, Western Shores, you can find it. It's actually a really good album, and it sucks that these guys broke up because I think they're a really good band. This is Black Shores Western Black Sails Western Shores with Die We Must.
Ready for the guns to ring. Farewell to arms. Lay down your heavy head. And the job well done. When visions fade, it's time to move on again. The sun is proven the day wrong.
Shores. And like I said, if you go to Death of False Hope Records, or if you Google search Black Sails Western Shores, you can actually download that album for free. Unfortunately, those guys broke up. Very heavily influenced by bands like, you can tell, Alkaline Trio, and definitely influenced by Hot Water Music. But, you know, unfortunately they broke up. They were a good band. Shame. September 7th, Problem Daughter, Salt Lake City's Problem Daughter, will be putting out their newest CD. I have the CD. They just asked me not to play it yet, but I will be playing their CD in its entirety soon. They're a very, very good band. These guys are poised to really break through. This is Problem Daughter with Up All Night. Okay, that was Problem Daughter with Up All Night. And like I said, they just released a new album. You can find, White Lies on Bandcamp if you search Problem Daughter. They also have a Facebook page. You know, very good band, very talented band out of Salt Lake. We're going to move on now to the Swinging Utters. I had, God, this is a long time ago. I had the lead singer for Drug Lords of the Avenue. On as my guest, but what a lot of people don't know was, and they do now, is that Johnny P. Box or Johnny Bunnell was actually the lead singer for Swinging Utters, as well as the lead singer for Drug Lords of the Avenue. He's also one of the lead singers for Me Personally, Gimme Gimmes, but Swinging Utters just toured through recently. This is one of my favorite songs by him. This is Leopard, Thieves, and Whores.
Your eyes glued to the ground. Take a wing behind, because the wind can be so strong. Grab your things and mind you, all the kids can be so wrong. Bring parents to sleep, help me on the floor. It's deep for love and streets and hard. Hey there, granddad, don't be bitter. All your fortune, get it on the stand. For sure it's one thing, she stood up better. Cause she knows, she's in good hands. Let's take your wings behind, because the wind can be so strong. Better things are mine, you all the kids can be so wrong. Bring papers to please, help me off the floor. For love and peace and heart. Just like y'all. Let's take your wings behind, because the wind can be so strong. Got your things to find you, all the kids can be so wrong. Bring papers to please, help me off the floor. The sing for love and peace and heart.
Okay, that is Swing Nutters, and this is actually Johnny singing lead for Drug Lords of the Avenues. This is Drug Lords of the Avenues, and I was introduced to this off of Tale of a Rotten Orange. On Orange Fight Records, and they're actually working on a second Tale of a Rotten Orange. Although these guys, Drug Lords of the Avenues, are out of San Fran, they were on the Orange Fight Records or Orange County comp. This is Drug Lords of the Avenues with Search Again.
All my life I've been searching around the bend. You can tell my wife, but please don't just tell my friend. All my life sending signals to a standard body. Come on, wife, tell her signals in a rumble cutty. All my life I've been trying not to offend. All my life, search, search, search again. All my life, all my life, all my life, search, search, search again. All my life. All this time, shaving cronies with a book of jargon. All this time, it's beginning to end. All my life, search, search, search again. All my life, all my life, all my life, search, search, search again. All my life. All I can do is shit and stock and beg a lot. All I can do will be who I am. All my life, search, search, search again. All my life, all my life, all my life, search, search, search again. All my life, all my life, all my life, search again. All my life, search again.
Okay, that was Drug Lords of the Avenue. You can find those guys on Facebook as well. And like I said, you can pick that Tale of Rotten Orange up from Orange Fight Records. It's about 2.5 years old, but it's still got a really good, a lot of really good bands from the Orange County area. We're going to move on now to Eater. Eater is a punk band that started in the early 70s, mid-70s, 76. They were only around for about 3 years, and then they did a couple reunion shows. They were very influential. They were from London, and they took their name from a Mark Bolan lyric. This is Thinking of the USA. It was originally released in 77, and it is known as one of the best punk rock singles of all times. This is Eater with Thinking of the USA. USA. Articles of Faith was Vic Bondi's band. He started him in the early 80s. He was the lead singer. They were a Chicago-based hardcore punk band. They really got a lot of crap for being too closely related to the Discord Record Washington, D.C. scene. But although it was very tough in Chicago, Chicago wasn't known as a punk town. But Articles of Faith really carried the flag there and carried it there valiantly. Vic Bondi actually went on to form Alloy and Jonesberry after the demise of Articles of Faith. He also did Propitious Activity. He was very prominently featured in the American Hardcore movie that came out in 2006. He is now in a new project called Dead Endings, which is kind of a super group, and I'll have more about those guys in a second. But this is Articles of Faith with Bad Attitude.
Bad
Okay, that was Articles of Faith with Bad Attitude. Staying in Chicago, we're going to move on to Naked Ray Guns. Naked Ray Guns started out in 80, and they were around for about 12 years until 92. They reformed in 2006, and they're still running around now. They played some Riot Fests. They're kind of more melodic, you know, with they kind of delve into the working class issues. They've had, you know, some reunions, some tours, you know, and you never really know what's going on with those guys. This is Naked Ray Gun with New Dreams.
Got new dreams. I said I got new dreams. Got new dreams and I'm gonna make them real.
Okay, that was Naked Ray Gun. Just before we go on, I said I'd talk more about Dead Ending. I was going to talk more about them, but my throat was really dry. Dead Ending is a new project with Vic Bondi from Articles of Faith, Derek Grant of Alkaline Trio, Joe Principe from Rise Against, and Jeff Dean from The Bomb. They are on Alternative Tentacle Records. They're threatening a tour, a Midwest tour. I'm talking to him about coming to Salt Lake. I had Vic Bondi on a while back. Great, great interview. He's a great guy. Vic's a really good guy. And, you know, he actually was one of the brains behind Encarta with Microsoft. But we're going to move on now to Mike McColgan's band. Mike was one of the original members, forming members of Dropkick Murphys. But he started the Street Dogs after he left Dropkick Murphys to pursue a dream to become a firefighter for the Boston Fire Department in 1998. In 2002, he decided he couldn't stay away from music anymore, and he formed the Street Dogs with Johnny Rio, Marcus Holler, Toby Bean, and Pete Sosa. It's actually Toby Bean III. This is the Street Dogs with Justifiable Fisticuffs.
Now
Okay, that was the Street Dogs with Justifiable Fisticuffs. We're going to move on now to Subway. Subway's just released Broken Machine on Warbird Entertainment record label. They will be touring here shortly with the boys from Stabbed and Back, Albuquerque's Stabbed and Back label mates. We're going to play Broken Machine by Subwaste, and between then I'm going to get Timmy V, who is the drummer for Stabbed and Back, to come on and tell us about the tour plans and where they're going to be going. So we're going to play some Subwaste. When we get back, we'll have Timmy V on with us. So stand by for that. This is Subwaste with Broken Machine.
Learning experience, you know, from securing our passports, I know I submitted my passport renewal in May, and I, no kidding, just got my passport literally like 3 days ago. You know, so it was kind of one of those deals where a lot of pressure on our shoulders to have, you know, to have our documents ready to go, you know, have our flights booked, have the right flights booked, and, you know, make sure everything was lining up. But it all came together in the end, you know, and you know, that pressure has been lifted off of our shoulders. And, you know, we're just looking forward to get over there and meet Subway. You know, we've been talking to these guys for, you know, the greater part of the year. Toby and Daniel, you know, they're absolutely great guys. You know, we're looking very forward to meeting them in person and just having a great time and showcasing what, you know, Warbird Entertainment has to offer Europe.
Now, where are you guys? You guys are obviously starting out in Subway's hometown, right?
Right, yeah, that'll be in Obrero, Sweden.
Okay. Now, where all are you going? How many days, you know, how many shows?
I'm not, like, I'd have to look at the tour date itinerary. I do know there's a couple days that are still in the process of being confirmed. Like, there's two days left that have to be confirmed. But I think for the most part, it's going to be, just off the top of my list, when everybody asks, it's going to be Sweden, Denmark, Germany, Czech Republic, Austria, Italy, Switzerland. We're just driving through France. Belgium, Netherlands, and then back into Germany. And our last couple shows will be in Germany. Like, the last two shows will be in Germany before we fly back home.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're doing quite a bit of touring through there.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, Toby had, like, initially had suggested that we, you know, just hit Germany and you know, tour around Germany because it was a pretty big country. And we
right.
said, hey, you know, it's, we don't know when the next time we get to do this is. You know, we hope we get to come back next year, but we kind of have to look at it as this might be a one-time deal for us. So we want to squeeze as much in as little time as possible. So we want to, you know, go everywhere, you know, and Toby was very accommodating for us. You know, we had a booking agent actually book the tour from us. Petra from Rocky Beach Club booked the tour.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, Toby had just said, you know, hey, the guys from, you know, U.S. want to hit, you know, at least Italy, Czech Republic, and Austria. So they made it happen.
Now, will you be playing with any other Warbird Entertainment bands on the tour?
We were hoping to play with Harbor 81 in Denmark, but I don't know if that's happening. I don't keep up that much with, like, what's happening with, like, the other bands, but from my understanding, I don't know if Harbor 81 is still together or not, but that was a band from Denmark, that area of
right.
Europe that we were trying to get a show with, and it just didn't work out.
What about Small Town Riot? Any chance of playing with them in Hamburg?
I don't know. If you know, like I said, if we do, it would be a surprise to us. You know, I would hope that we would like to get to, you know, have, they would be on the show to play. But as far as, like, when I get the information from Toby and the booking agent, I haven't seen anything come across the email saying that we'd be playing with any other Warbird bands.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they have it. Let Me Out played on there, and a lot of those bands have kind of broken up. But, I mean, Warbird's got a pretty big European catalog.
Yeah.
You know, they
yeah, and that's
big,
one of the things
yeah.
about, like, Drew and Warbird that I really liked about it was because, you know, it's good to have a good presence in the United States, but, you know, for, you know, a label to, you know, grow and be, you know, have worldwide distribution and stuff, it's good to have a catalog of bands in other countries and stuff. And so when we were, you know, reviewing, you know, our contract, assigning to Warbird, that was one of the things that I really liked about it, that Drew had bands throughout these other countries, and so he had a European presence already.
Right. He's got a lot of European distribution as well, which
yeah,
that's got to be very attractive to, you know, a band such as yourself that has you know, you have a name for yourself here in the States, but then, you know, having that's an added bonus.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, when here before we signed to Warburg, you know, and just in relation to like our media pages, like take for instance the Facebook page and stuff, you know, we'd have new likes every week and stuff. But since we signed to Warburg, and since putting the European tour in motion, we have every single day have constantly been getting new fans from Europe. You know, like I would say, probably like 3/4 of all of our new likes in the last, you know, 3-4 months have all been from Europe.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you guys, well, answer me this. And I asked this, and I've interviewed you before, and I asked this, but it's nice with the advent of the Internet that people can, you have ready-made fans in a lot of places you go. Are you expecting that when you hit Europe?
I'm not expecting anything. I'm looking at this as just as a learning experience for me. One of the things I learned, you know, touring with the Willingtons is never ever to, you know, put all my eggs in one basket or you know, have high hopes for, you know, great turnouts at shows or anything like that. You know, I just have a very open frame of mind, and then I'm going for the experience of going to Europe and, you know, working with this other band rather than having the mindset that, you know, the shows need to be, you know, be packed and, you know, have a great turnout for it to be successful. You know, to me, this tour is already successful because we're getting to go and getting to do it.
Right. Right. Now, when you guys leave, do you have any off days during the tour, or are you guys just go, go, go?
It's pretty much go, go, go. I know that we have a off day. We play two shows, like right after our Denmark show. I think it's like the 3rd of September or the 2nd that we have off. And I don't know if we're driving straight into Germany, but I know Yuri, our bass player, he's kind of bound and determined to talk everybody into going to Amsterdam for a day. So we'll see how that works out.
Is he going to a coffee house?
Yeah, I think that's his plan. He wants to go to a quote-unquote coffee house and spend the afternoon.
Yeah. Get some brownies.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, you guys had two very successful shows down at Punk Rock Bowling, you know, and you sold a lot of albums down there. Have you been building off that success from Punk Rock Bowling?
Yeah. I mean, it's just with having Adam, you know, as our new singer, our new frontman and stuff, we've just been just steadily building a presence, building a following, locally here in New Mexico. And, you know, now that we're, you know, a full band and, you know, we've had all these shows booked, we have just been out on the road every single weekend constantly playing either in Texas or Arizona or Colorado, you know, or even, you know, South New Mexico. We just got home from El Paso. We did Las Cruces, New Mexico, and El Paso, Texas last weekend. You know, we decided this weekend was definitely needed to take a break since it was the, you know, right before Europe. But, you know, Punk Rock Bowling did help us and stuff. When we went out there to play, I had talked to Tony Weinbender from No Idea Records and The Fest in Gainesville previously, saying, Tony, we're playing, you know, in Vegas. You're going to be there. We're going to be there. You know, I've asked him, you know, the year before about playing Fest, and we were, you know, we're turned down because it was the alumni year. And so, you know, this new year, you know, the following year, I hit him up again. And so he, you know, made the journey down to one of the clubs to see us there in Vegas, where we had all kinds of technical difficulties. You know, the PA wasn't working. We got the monitors working, and that's what Adam sang out of. And halfway through our second song, they died. And, you know, we had no vocals whatsoever and had to play a show with no vocals. And so all of us upset, thinking all was lost, and we lost our chance of playing the Fest. You know, lo and behold, Tony comes up to me and says, you know, you guys pushed through, even though, you know, you had these difficulties. And he was like, I really admired that you guys kept going and put on the best show you could. And he was like, I have 8 slots left on Fest for my close friends' bands. And he's like, I want you to have one of those slots. And so for us, our whole goal of being at Punk Rock Bowling was to be able to play, you know, in front of Tony, you know, so Tony could see us for our live show and, you know, prove to him that we belonged on the Fest, and we were successful with that. So we felt like Punk Rock Bowling apart from, you know, the many records that we sold and the great people that we met and all the networking, that it was a 100% complete success.
Nice. So you guys are coming back to play Fest this year?
Yeah, well, as soon as we get back from Europe, we have, I think, as soon as we get home from Europe, we have a couple of days off. Then we do a show with Strung Out here in Albuquerque, our welcome home show, and our 7-inch release. And then I think that's it until October, and then we'll fly to Gainesville and play the Fest in Gainesville, Florida. And then when we get home from that, we're going to be done for the rest of the year playing shows because we have time booked at the Blasting Room. We're going to be going to the Blasting Room in Fort Collins and working with Bill Stevenson and recording 6 to 7 songs for a new album that we'll be doing on Warbird later next year.
Wow. Yeah, and for those of us those people that don't know Blasting Room, tell us about Blasting Room.
Blasting Room is, in short, one of the best recording places for any punk band to go. It's owned by Bill Stevenson of Black Flag, The Descendants. And, you know, a lot of bands, you know, a lot of punk bands, you know, record there. NOFX has recorded there, Rise Against, Good Riddance. You know, all the bands that I grew up listening to and liking, and, you know, the quality of their music, you know, is the type of quality that my band, Stabbing Back, you know, that's what we try to emulate, is having the type of quality of those bands. You know, so we're very fortunate enough to live, you know, not too far from Fort Collins, and we can drive up there and, you know, record some songs and be back home after the weekend.
Right. Now, Tim, I don't want to keep you on too long, but I'm going to play, Hopeless Romantic. Actually, I played Under the Black Flag to start off the show, but I want to play Hopeless Romantic real quick, and then I'm going to bring you back on. Can you tell us a little bit about the song before we play it, though?
Yeah. Oh man, it's such an old song. It was a song I wrote the music to it long before Stabbing Back had actually like formed. So I had just, you know, wrote out the music, you know, wrote out the song on an acoustic guitar, and then our previous singer had penned lyrics to it, and it always had been like our opening song of the set. You know, it starts out with the drums, you know, so it was, you know, when we'd come out and do a live show, I would start the song with the drums, you know, and it'd be sitting there playing for a minute or two as the rest of the guys would walk out on stage and get their instruments and everything like that. So it was a great, you know, it's a great, like, song to build anticipation, you know, for when it finally kicks in and we start the show. So, you know, good song. It's an older song and stuff, but, you know, we still love it.
All right, this is Stabbing Back with Hopeless Romantic.
Wait.
that was Stabbed in Back with Hopeless Romantic, and we are joined by Timmy B of Stabbed in Back. Tim, you guys are poised to take over Europe. You know, what's next for Stabbed in Back? You guys are going to come back. You're going to play Fest. Are you going to take some time off after that, or you're going to the Blasting Room? Are you going to tour immediately?
No, I honestly think that when we come back from Fest, we're going to break until the new year, and then we go into the Blasting Room in January. And then after that, I think we'll probably be on another break. You know, we might play a show here or there, you know, locally and stuff. But I think what the next thing is right now is we haven't, like, really planned that far ahead. I know we're going to want to do another week or two, probably in the U.S. next year sometime, but we're kind of – you know, keeping our ears open for that, you know, that great opportunity to be part of, like, you know, a package tour, you know, and there's rumor of Subways coming over here next year, so we might be hosting them and being on the road with them in the U.S. next year also. So I really don't, there's nothing set in stone, it's just recording, getting, you know, some more material out and just kind of playing it by ear.
Right. Okay. All right. So, what's next for Stabbed in Back? You know, you guys got all this, you know, all these balls up in the air. You know, you just announced Blasting Room and a new album. You know, are you guys planning on a European tour again? You know, and what's next for Timmy?
Well, you know, I've had a lot of personal stuff, you know, going on in my life, and that's kind of come full circle, so... there's one thing I know a lot of people know is that, you know, I am a dad. I have two sons, you know, and going to be spending, you know, a lot of time with my kids this coming year. And, you know, if we do go overseas, I think the rumor, you know, the kind of like the small talk among the practice, the rehearsal space is that everybody's wanting to do like a week in Japan. So that's probably like something that, you know, if we do go overseas next year, that would probably be the next place that we would want to hit.
All right. Well, Tim, thanks so much for coming on. I want to play, this is a cover that you guys have of 88 Finger Louie with 100 Proof Before You Go. How did you pick this song to cover?
It was really easy. You know, we draw some of our influence from 88 Finger Louie, and Dan, Mr. Precision was what they called him in 88 Finger Louie. He actually, we had the, you know, the privilege of working when I was in the Wellingtons, and we recorded with Master Orgini at Sonic Iguana Studios when we recorded the Death by Television album. Dan was actually interning with Mass, and so we got the privilege to have Dan work on the Death by Television CD. Now, flash forward, you know, to Stab Him Back, you know, Yuri, our bass player, is, you know, he's absolute gaga over 88 Finger Louie. It's his favorite band. And so when we went to record, we were trying something new. You know, instead of coming up to the Blasting Room and recording our songs and stuff, we wanted to try this new thing that all these other bands started doing, where they're just tracking their music locally. They're going into a regular studio and just having it tracked, but then they're sending it out to, you know, Jason Livermore at the Blasting Room or any of these other studios to be mixed and mastered. So we're like, let's try that. So we went to Las Cruces to track at a studio in Las Cruces, New Mexico. And for me, when we have people mix and master, I always like to have somebody that, you know, has a little bit of, you know, that's been in the scene, that's been, you know, that has, you know, some credentials behind their name. You know, and I knew that Dan had a studio, and so we asked Dan to mix and master, you know, the new stuff. And when we were talking to him, saying, you know, we're tracking in Las Cruces and we're doing this, will you mix and master this for us? He was like, absolutely. And then I kind of like, you know, the gears started turning up in my head, and I was just like, hey, Dan, you know, we're big 88 Finger Louie fans, you know, would it be okay to cover, you know, 100 Proof? And he was just like, absolutely, you know. It was just like, just make us proud. That's the only thing I asked. And so I guess we did it because he didn't come back and say, that was horrible, don't release this.
All right. Well, Tim, again, thanks so much for coming on. You know, it always a pleasure to have you on. And it was great to meet you down at Punk Rock Bowling. Hopefully we'll meet up there again next year.
Definitely. Thank you, Frank, so much for having me on. You are a wonderful dude.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. And good luck in Europe. Be safe.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Okay, that was Timmy V of the legendary Lillingtons and now of Stabbed in Back out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, on Warbird Entertainment record labels. They are leaving for Europe this week, so good luck to them. And this is a cover of 88 Finger Louie with 100 Proof by Stabbed in Back. Touring again. They're a band out of L.A., punk band, street punk band. They came to Salt Lake a while back, and unfortunately, it wasn't that well promoted, and they only played to the bands, but I think they're a very good band. They're on the DC Jam record label, and this is the Dirty Filthy Mugs, one of the new ones. This is She's a Riot. Okay, for some reason that didn't play. You know what? We're going to play In Walk the Devil then.
My heart, not my head. Now I'm fighting up even the shed. and loyal. I once was content as anyone's been. I once was happy and free, but it's all been taken from me. Cause it walked the devil with heels and a grin.
Okay, that was the Dirty Filthy Mugs with In Walk the Devil. Back in the 80s when punk was in their heyday and I was a kid, Ronald Reagan was president and gave us so much fucking fodder for music, for punk music. My band actually, I was in a short-lived band in Delaware called Suspicion of Ignorance. And if anybody uses that fucking name, I'll find you and I will fucking kill you. Actually, no, I don't care. You can use the name. We wrote a couple songs about Ronald Reagan ourselves, but DOA wrote a song. DOA, of course, being out of Canada, wrote a song, and this is one of the best songs to come out of that era. This is Fucked Up Ronnie.
You fucked up Ronnie. You're not gonna laugh. You're gonna die soon.
Okay, that was DOA with Fucked Up Ronnie. Actually, do I have Chill by Aphrodite? I may have, let me see. I may have DOA and Chill by Aphrodite on here still. And I don't. I thought I did. No, I don't. Okay, we're going to move on now to a band that just released on Basement Records. Supreme Commander. They're out of New York. They're a hardcore outfit out of New York. But this is Supreme Commander off their new album. This is The Message.
I just want you to get. Just one, two, three, four.
really want you to get the message.
When I get home and I turn on the tube, man in the box, preaching all about doom and gloom. We are regressing, we are regressing. Time and time and time again, we hurt our loved ones and betray our closest friends. It's never ending, it's never ending. I just want you to get, I just want you to get, just want you to get the message. Zero day wars, many wins. Put back our man, I use my voice to say, it's almost time for us to win. Get through the door before they close the gate. It's almost time for us to win. Get through the door before they close the gate. I just want you to get this.
Okay, guys, I misspoke. Actually, they're from D.C., and I'm not sure why I brain farted on that, but you can find them on Facebook on Supreme Commander D.C. They also have a Bandcamp page where you can see their last two albums, well, an EP and a full length. They just released an album on Basement Records, Paper Tigers, Supreme Commanders did. So you can check those guys out. I am working on getting those guys on for an interview, so I'll keep you guys, apprised of that situation, and I'm hoping to get those guys on soon. We're going to move on now to, we don't have that much time left. Let me see if I can play two quick songs, because the song I wanted to play would take too long. You know what? I'm going to play Rum Rebellion. This is Rum Rebellion with out of Portland. You can check these guys out on Facebook. Is Rum Rebellion with Burn It Down.
What you gonna do when your life is a crime? When the lights are flashing red and blue, when you hear the sirens call, then they're coming for you. Cops are chasing me down the alleys of town. No one cares if they gotta get away. Burn it to the ground. Cops are chasing me down the alleys of street, a live town. No one wants if they gotta get away. Burn it to the ground. Burn it to the ground. Whoa. Burn it to the ground.
Okay, that was Portland's Rum Rebellion out of Portland. We're going to finish off tonight with Carbomb. This is Carbomb with Always in the Crowd. Carbomb will be I'm trying to get Nick back on, but they're playing a lot, and they will be playing the fest as well. Thanks for listening, guys. I'm going to check out now. This is Carbomb with Always in the Crowd. This is the last show of the week. Last song of the show, and I'm still working on some people. I had Mike McGill lined up originally for tonight, but he had to back out. Try and get him on next week. This is Carbomb with Always in the Crowd. Thanks for listening, and this show and also on Fighting Words Radio Network are done in memory of my brother, Robert Anthony Carroll. Bob, we miss you. Mom, Dad, happy 47th anniversary, wedding anniversary tomorrow. Take care, guys. Thanks for listening.